Hi, hello, welcome to this episode of the Christmas Alphabet Podcast, where each episode looks at anything to do with Christmas that starts with just one letter of the alphabet. I'm Wayne, I'm your host. I'm based in Manchester in England, but we look at things happening all over the world. I'm guiding you through Christmas facts and feelings and things that have happened in history. We do it every couple of weeks, all year round, and we do it in alphabetical order. And today, just for you, we are on to the letter U in the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. We'll be looking at Christmas beginning with U, just U, including Christmas in Ukraine, ugly sweaters, the festival of Upheliya, and some Christmas songs, including Underneath the Tree, Up on the Housetop, and Unto Us a Boy is Born. So, unto us is the letter U, here on the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. Today we're on the letter U, and we're starting with Christmas in Ukraine. Ukraine is going to see a very difficult and troublesome Christmas this year, because the nation is still under military attack from Russia. The nation of Ukraine is very much in our prayers, as are the people of peace who are doing all they can to end the violence. But as this is a Christmas podcast, I thought we'd have a look at Christmas traditions in Ukraine for our U episode. So this is about the typical Christmas in Ukraine under normal conditions, which we all hope and pray will soon be restored. Ukraine celebrates Christmas by the old Julian calendar, which means Christmas Day is on January the 7th, although since 2017, Western Christmas has also been observed on December the 25th, which has also become a public holiday. Most people in Ukraine now celebrate both Christmases, and it's been suggested that the war against Russia may make Ukraine more westernised and may result in more Christmas celebrations on December the 25th. But traditionally, Christmas starts on Christmas Eve, January the 6th. Families gather for their Sviata Vecharia, the Holy Dinner. There's always 12 dishes on the table to remember the 12 apostles, but no meat. The main dish is the kutia, a sort of honey porridge. The table is decorated with a wheat sheaf and special songs are sung. A favourite carol is Eternal God Born Tonight. Going to church and taking part in street carnivals and going to puppet shows are essential parts of the Christmas season. Not so much giving presents, that happens earlier on St. Nicholas Day. But Christmas continues through the 12 days to January the 19th, which is marked as the baptism of Jesus. And on that day, people are often baptised through ice holes in the frozen river. It's worth looking at videos of that online. It's quite a spectacle. So, Christmas in Ukraine. Perhaps not quite the same Christmas as the one many of us are used to. This is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast, and U is for Christmas in Ukraine. We're on the letter U today in the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. And now for something completely different, where U is for what in the US is called ugly sweaters. As this is a British-based podcast, I'm cheating a bit having this under the letter U, because we don't do ugly sweaters in Britain, at least we don't call them that. In Britain, the word sweaters, well, it is used, but we tend to call them jumpers. And certainly the seasonal ones are most often called Christmas jumpers. Brightly coloured knitwear first came to Britain from Scandinavia with Norwegian fishermen in the turn of the 20th century, and from the 1960s started being sold with Christmas designs as Christmas jumpers. One big trendsetter in Christmas jumpers was Colin Firth's character in the Bridget Jones Diary film of 2001. Colin Firth wears a roll neck with a giant reindeer's head knitted onto the front. Ever since then, and before, but more since 2001, what Brits would call silly jumpers, novelty jumpers, have been really popular. Meanwhile, in North America, partygoers saw the ironic side of novelty knitwear, and the phrase ugly sweaters became popular. The film that set the trend for Americans was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation in 1989, where Chevy Chase wore the brightly coloured knitwear. The Griswold effect, that was his character's name, the Griswold effect of ironic chic set the trend for ugly sweaters in Canada and the US. For once, it's Americans who lead the way in irony, and Brits who are just loud and proud in their outrageous Christmas designs. I enjoy Christmas jumpers. For me, there's nothing ugly about them. Whether you call them ugly or not, just wear them and be proud. I like clothes that celebrate Christmas in all its glory, bright and humorous and witty and self-deprecating. To me, they are, well, they're not ugly, they're an art form. They're knitwear that celebrates the best time of the year with style and a smile. U is for what America calls ugly sweaters, what Britain just calls Christmas jumpers, on the Christmas Alphabet podcast. Today we're looking at the letter U on the Christmas Alphabet podcast, and U is for up heliar. U is for what? Yeah, okay, this is a bit of an obscure one, an obscure local custom, but every day is a school day. Up heliar is a festival that marks the end of the Christmas season. Up heliar, first of all, is three words. The first word is up, simple enough, but it means the end of something, like time's up. The second word is heli, H-E-L-L-Y, meaning holy. It's related to the plant, the holly, and the word holy. It's something that's sacred and precious, heli, holy. The third word, a, is spelt A-A. Yeah, it would come first in any dictionary, I think. And it means all. So up, heli, a, means end, holy, all. The end of the holy season. Up heliar is a Twelfth Night fire festival held in Shetland. Shetland, also called the Shetland Islands, is a group of islands which is part of Scotland, which is part of Great Britain, which is part of the United Kingdom. Oh, this is getting silly and complicated. Anyway, Shetland is a group of British islands at the far north of the UK with its own culture derived from its Norse history. The festival of Up heliar is Shetland's way to mark the end of the season of Yule. It's supposed to have its roots in Viking history, but in its current form, it's not that old. It started in perhaps 1881, and it's become quite modernised, really. The festival is a spectacular display of fiery torches happening in a few different towns throughout Shetland. People march through the town. It used to be just men, though now women take part. You march through the town with your big fiery torch, and then you throw your torch into a replica of a Viking longship for an enormous public fire. What a lot of Britain does on November the 5th, Shetland does at the end of the Christmas season, around about Twelfth Night. Up heliar is one of those very local festivals that connect us to the way that winter has been marked through history and has become part of our modern Christmas. U is for up heliar, and this is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. U is for up on the housetop. This song, Up on the Housetop, otherwise known as Up on the Rooftop, there's various versions of the words, it's one of the oldest of all secular Christmas songs. It's not that well known in Britain, but it's more popular in the States. Is it a song that's known where you live? I understand it's loved by children in particular, though more recently it's become more popular with adults as well. The song was written way back in 1864 for a songbook called Chapel Gems for Sunday Schools, although it's a very secular song. It's not as old as Jingle Bells, which wasn't a Christmas song originally, of course, but as a song about Santa Claus, it's really early, maybe the first ever popular song about Santa Claus. And it's part of the formation of the Santa Claus legend. The song tells of Santa landing on the rooftops and jumping out with his toys, coming down the chimney and filling the stockings of the children. Those ideas, of course, seem really normal to us now, but they were new when the song was written. In the most popular modern versions, it's all about Santa's reindeer landing on the roofs, but the original version doesn't mention reindeer. It says Santa has steeds, which I take means horses, not reindeer. The words and music are by a man called Ben Hanby, who was an Ohio church minister and abolitionist who was active in the Underground Railroad that arranged the liberation of enslaved people. He also wrote the Christmas carol, Who Is He in Yonder Stall, that you may know. This song, Up on the Housetop or Up on the Rooftop in its various versions, has been recorded loads of times. It was picked up by Gene Autry in 1953. He was the one who sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and similar little songs. The Jackson 5 did a version in 1970. Reba McEntire does a really good country version. In 2005, it got to number one in the US adult contemporary charts in a version by Kimberly Locke. But I looked it up and the song's never made it into the top 40 here in Great Britain. U is for the song Up on the Housetop or Rooftop. And this is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. Today we're looking at the letter U on the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. And I have to admit, there's not that many U's to choose from, so it's mostly all about the songs today. So I'm going to mention a few more U songs before we finish with our featured song. U is for Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. This one is certainly worth a mention. Underneath the Tree is Kelly Clarkson's biggest Christmas hit by far, and it's been called a classic. There was a report in 2019 from MediaBase who add up all the radio airplay figures across the USA. They looked at the top 50 most played Christmas songs on the radio across America. And they said that most of the Christmas songs on the radio came from the 1940s to the 1960s. And there was only one song in that top 50 from the previous 20 years. And that was this one, Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree. My first thought, maybe it was your first thought, was what about Mariah Carey? And then I realised that All I Want for Christmas Is You was from 1994, 25 years before that report. Well, Underneath the Tree was released in 2013 on Kelly Clarkson's first Christmas album called Wrapped in Red. Kelly co-wrote the song and it was a single success. It was adult contemporary number one in the US, number one in Canada, number 15 in the UK in 2020, and a modest hit all over the world. It's a pretty good song, but it's got an excellent arrangement in a classic Christmas style. Lots of sleigh bells and chimes and a saxophone solo and all the Christmas sounds that people are looking for at that time of the year. U is for Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. And here are some other Christmas songs beginning with the letter U. Lenora has written in. Hi Lenora, thanks for emailing me at wayne@christmasalphabet.com. And she says, hi, yes, U is a hard letter for a Christmas alphabet. You're right there, Lenora. Then she gives some helpful suggestions. She says Sia has two Christmas songs that begin with the letter U. They are Underneath the Mistletoe and Underneath the Christmas Lights. And then she kindly adds, thank you so much, enjoying your podcast. Well, thanks for that, Lenora. Your suggestions are great additions to this podcast. Thank you very much. Both of those songs are worth a listen. And here's something I noticed. Both of those songs, Underneath the Mistletoe and Underneath the Christmas Lights, are both produced and co-written with Sia by a man called Greg Kirsten. And Greg Kirsten is the same man who produced and co-wrote the song Underneath the Tree with Kelly Clarkson. So all three of our Christmas songs, starting with the word underneath, Underneath the Tree, Underneath the Mistletoe, Underneath the Christmas Lights, are all co-written by the same man, Greg Kirsten, co-written with the woman who sang the song. I discovered that Greg Kirsten also co-writes and produces with Adele and lots of others. And he co-wrote the song Hello with Adele, but no other songs starting with Underneath, as far as I can tell. Both of Sia's songs are on her 2017 album Every Day is Christmas, which is fitting because every day is Christmas here on the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. Yeah, I know, bit of a corny link. This is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast, and today we're looking at the letter U. We like to finish our episodes with the story behind a Christmas song, and if I can shoehorn it in, I love to put in a Christmas carol. And today our song is the carol U is for Unto Us a Boy is Born. One of our oldest classic Christmas carols, well, at least in origin, has been given new life in the 20th century. And you'll now usually hear it in a classic English carol service. You might know it as Unto Us a Boy is Born, or maybe Unto Us is Born a Son. Or if you're showing off, you might know it by its Latin name, Puer Nobis Nascitur, which literally means a boy is born to us. The words come from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, which predicts the coming of Jesus with the words, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, this is another of those carols we sing because it was in the collection of songs called Pie Cantiones. If you've been following previous episodes of this podcast, you'll have heard about this book before. You'll know that this was an old book of medieval songs published in Finland in 1582. A copy of this book was given to an Englishman called John Mason Neal in Cambridge in 1852. Which is an anagram of 1582. Anyway, Neil plundered the book to create a lot of the carols we sing today. And we've covered some of these in this podcast. Good King Wenceslas, Good Christian Men Rejoice, and Of the Father's Love Begotten were all adapted from this medieval book that came from Finland. And this Latin hymn, Puer Nobis Nascitur, was also in that book, and with the tune that we use today. The hymn words in Latin and the tune have also been found in older books, which suggest it's been around since the 13th century or probably quite a bit earlier. That's what you call an old carol. The first version in English wasn't for once produced by John Neal, but by a London vicar called George Woodward, who translated the Latin into the words, "Unto us is born a son, King of choirs supernal, see on earth his life begun, of lords the Lord eternal." Correct translation, but not very singable. One of the verses he kept in Latin, and the rest was quite archaic English, more suited to cathedral choirs than ordinary congregations. And then a simpler version of the words was written in 1928 by a man called Percy Dearmer. Dearmer was another London vicar and another traditionalist in church terms, but his tastes musically were much simpler. It was Dearmer who popularised the poem Morning Has Broken and made it into a hymn to be sung in church. Dearmer was the editor of the Oxford Book of Carols, and he wanted to include the hymn Puer Nobis Nasciter, but decided to attempt his own English translation of the words. And he came up with, Unto us a boy is born, King of all creation, came he to a world forlorn, the Lord of every nation. Compared to the earlier translation, Dearmer's new version uses simpler and more direct language. It also keeps to the most notable feature of the tune, which is stretching the last but one syllable of the line over 9 notes. The Lord of every nation. I like singing that bit. Do you like singing that bit when you come to sing that in carol services? Some people find it a bit annoying, but it's part of the charm of the song. And it was there in the original Latin. The older English version is still used, but Dearmer's version, Unto Us a Boy is Born, is the one that's these days more often sung in carol services. And it's sung in English-speaking countries around the world, preserving a tune and translating words that go back maybe 900 years. You is for the Christmas carol, Unto Us a Boy is Born. And this is the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. I'm your host, Wayne, and that's it from me and for you. Well, the letter U, anyway. Please tell your friends all about us and point them to the Christmas Alphabet Podcast before it's too late. All the music on this podcast is in the public domain or used for review purposes. Follow us on social media. We're on Christmas Alphabet Podcast on Facebook, at Christmas Alphabet on Twitter, Christmas Alphabet on Instagram when I remember to put anything on it. A positive review would be kindly received either on Facebook or on Apple Podcasts or just on the podcast app you're using. Our website is christmasalphabet.com. There's not a lot on there. I'm hoping to expand it, but you can also use it to send me a note by email using the address wayne@christmasalphabet.com. That's the end of you, but I hope you will be back next time for V. For the letter V, we'll be going all Victorian with Queen Victoria herself and how she influenced the way we do Christmas. We'll come back to the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, which I could have looked at under other letters, but I needed to save it up for V, to be honest. We'll have a giggle at the Vicar of Dibley, and we'll examine the very beginnings of the Christmas story with the virgin birth. Please tell your friends about the Christmas Alphabet Podcast. Thank you for being with us today. And may the joy of Christmas be with you all year round.